Yeah.
What's coming to mind for me is that there's likely to be vast numbers of people without access to resources for education, for training, born into poverty, born into areas of the world where there's not many choices.
Yeah.
Well,
again, the Buddha wasn't a Buddha. He wasn't a universal monarch. That was sort of the what the Buddha is doing is giving guidelines for people who are making choices and who are seeking to live a livelihood with some kind of thoughtful care, so that the Buddha is not looking at it. Yeah, if there were an ideal world would be like this, and we have to make an ideal world. The Buddha said, no, in an ideal world, everybody would be kind and considerate and have loving kindness, and they'd be generous and compassionate, and yes, everybody would be like that. But it isn't what an ideal world is. It wasn't what any world that anybody's ever seen is like. But in terms of living in the world and you're wanting to make decisions, or you're needing to, you're looking for guidance on how to do it, then these are the standards that there's some discourses where the Buddha does talk about. Like the Aganya Sutta and there are Digha Nikaya ones where the Buddha does sort of wax lyrically about how an ideal world would be. And it's actually the duty of the government or the king or the monarch to be providing the resources for people to have education, to have health care, to have time for leisure. There's all sorts of things that the Buddha gave examples for, but the vast majority of the teachings are much more about when we ourselves have a choice. Then how do we make that choice? What do we do?